In Britain, Queen Elizabeth II has overseen the state opening of Parliament, setting out 22 bills which make up the legislative program of the new Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition government. Veronica Scaresbrook reports.
At the House of Lords, the Queen outlined a series of proposed new laws, which include measures to repeal the establishment of ID cards, powers for parents or charities to set up their own schools, and reforms to policing. Among proposed laws are those to tackle the country's record deficit and try to stimulate economic growth. In her speech, the Queen also covered reform of the parliamentary voting system itself.
My government will propose parliamentary and political reform to restore trust in democratic institutions and rebalance the relationship between the citizen and the state. Measures will be brought forward to introduce fixed-term parliaments of 5 years. A bill will be introduced for a referendum on the alternative vote system for the House of Commons and to create fewer and more equal-sized constituencies. Constituents will be given the right to recall their members of Parliament where they are guilty of serious wrongdoing.
Furthermore, the Queen's speech outlined a full review of defence strategy and a commitment to continue to help in the rebuilding of Afghanistan.
My government will fully support our courageous armed forces and undertake a full strategic defence and security review. My government will work with the Afghan government, Pakistan, and international partners for lasting security and stability in Afghanistan.
And the new government has promised a referendum on any new EU treaties that give the European body additional powers. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.